Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will discuss scenarios when shikha is not relevant, when something is not considered to be shikha, even if you forget it. And the criteria for this could be best summed up by the Rambam Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, where he says that only is considered shikha if you're going to forget about it, and the only way that you would remember about it is if you would stumble across it again. That's considered to be shikha. But if something is famous, or there's some other cause why, even if you don't find it, you'll suddenly remember about it because it's not going to leave your mind so easily, that would not be considered shikha because it's something that's well known. It's something that's famous. It's a very famous tree, for example, as the Mishnah will state right now. Kol zayis sheyeshlo shem basada. Any zayis, any olive tree, it doesn't have to just be an olive tree, but it's apparently it was something that was more common with an olive tree. Sheyeshlo shem basada. It has a shame. It has a well-known name in the field. People are familiar with this tree. Afilu kezayis hanatofa bishato. Now, I should tell you that the word afilu is really a mistake in this mission. It should not say afilu. It should say kezayis hanatofa bishato, like this olive tree, the zayis hanatofa, which was in a place, a city called Natofa, bishato, in its time, when it was at the time in history when it was a, it was well known. Ushuchacho, and then he forgets about this tree to harvest it. Eino shikha, it's not considered to be shikha. Because it's you would say, oh yeah, whatever happened to the zayis in the tofa? I have to go back and get it. So that was not considered to be shikha. Now, b'med var memorim, when is this true? Bishmo, if it's well known based on its name, uvemasav, or it's well known based on its activity, the type of fruit that it produces, uvemekomo, or where it's located. And now the Mishnah gives examples of these three. Bishmo, his name, Shaya Shifchani or Beishani. It's known as the Shifchani tree or the Beishani tree. Now, what does that mean? Shifchani comes to the word to be shofech, to pour out. It's known that it figuratively pours out oil. Obeishani, it causes busha, causes embarrassment to the other trees. I mean, it's such a unbelievable producing tree, but it has that name. So that's that's famous for its name. It will not be considered shikha. B'masav, with its activity, that it's well, it won't be forgotten. Shu osaharbe, it makes a lot of oil, produces a lot of fruit. Now b'mekomo, it's in its location. Shu omed b'tzad hagas o b'tzad hapirza, that it stands next to the press or next to the breach in the wall. And we should take note of the fact that in the previous perek, we learned that that Beis Hillel says that if you have a bundle of grain that's next to a particular item, next to a wall, etc., the Beis Hillel said is still considered shikha. It's being next to a unique landmark is not a cause for it to be considered to be not shikha, but rather it is shikha. So that would seem to contradict what we're saying here, but Mefarshim explain that over here Beis Hillel agrees that it's not considered to be shikha just by virtue of being next to something. That's because in Omer, a bundle is something that's not attached to the ground and therefore moves around. So it's being situated next to something is not a permanent fixture, and therefore it's not as memorable. However, a olive tree that's next to a particular place is memorable because it's a permanent fixture. The Mishnah now continues and says that Ushar Kol HaZesim, other Zesim that aren't famous, therefore would be subject to the laws of Shikha. So for them, the criteria of whether they're Shikha or not has to do with how many there are. As we've said before, that once you have a certain amount of something, we can't say that it's Shikha. Ushar Kol HaZesim Shnayim Shikha, two olive trees that we forget are considered to be shikha. Ushlosha, once you have three of them, einan shikha, it's no longer considered to be shikha. That's too many. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yossi says, "Ain shikha lezesim." There's no such thing as shikha when it comes to zesim. All zesim are considered to be significant enough that we will not consider, even if you forget them, it's only temporary, and we expect you to remember them afterwards. Now, the Rishalmi explains that Rabbi Yossi was only saying this at a specific time in history, at a time when Andrenus had destroyed the land, and therefore at that time olive trees were not common. And therefore, any olive trees existing would not be subject to shikha because they would be something you would remember about. But once you have a scenario where zesim, where olive trees are common, even Riyosi would agree that there is shikha for zesim.